You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
Time for our glorified group therapy session. Stacey slid into our DMs, and here's what she had to say. Kelly, not a real name. Please help. I'm worried I'm in a one-way relationship. My boyfriend is wonderful. We've had a wonderful 3 months together, but he won't say I love you. I honestly feel that way, and I told him a couple of weeks ago, but he hasn't said it back. Should I be worried he's not as invested as I am?
Oh, man. I'm kind of torn on this one. It's not usual that I don't have an initial reaction. I guess what I would say to Stacey in this situation is, if you just said it a couple weeks ago, give him a little bit of time. You know, it might take him a little bit longer than you. I think we all, as soon as you feel it and you say it, you want somebody to say it right back to you. You need that like instant validation. But sometimes it takes other people longer. So the fact that you only said it a couple weeks ago and you've only been together 3 months, I would give it a couple more weeks maybe.
I'm sort of torn like you are with this one, because my past two relationships, they said it to me first and I said it back immediately not to hurt their feelings.
Did you actually mean it though?
No.
Ooh.
But I knew I wanted to pursue the relationship still. I liked him enough that I could fall in love with him, and I liked him enough to respect them to just say,
you liked him enough to lie to him?
To lie to them. Yeah, I did lie to them. Maybe that's cowardice. I don't know. But the fact that he won't say it at all, there is some sort of red flag there. It doesn't feel right, because you know their feelings are going to be hurt. You know how big a commitment it is to tell someone.
I feel the opposite. I actually give him credit for not just saying it to say it, because I'm the type of person, you know, I don't tell you I love you unless I mean it. It's not confetti. I'm not going to throw it around. If I say it to you, I mean it. So I give him credit for not just saying it to say it.
And hurting her like that?
Well, I mean, I'm sure she knows, or I would hope she knows, if they're in a relationship, that he cares for her. Just because he hasn't said, I love you, I don't think that's an initial deal breaker.
I don't know on this. Are you concerned at all for her?
It's still early, too. They've only been together 3 months. So
right.
Give it some time. I mean, if this was a year into the relationship, yes, I would be concerned. At this point in time, ride it out a little bit longer, especially if you like him. If he's so wonderful, give him some time.
And I wonder what he said back. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. Thanks. What do you think about the DM dilemma? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. With today's DM dilemma, she's wondering if he might be a red flag, and some of the texters are thinking she might be the red flag. Her name is Stacey, not her real name. That's what we're calling her. She slid into our DMs to tell us about her and her boyfriend. They've been together 3 months. A couple weeks ago, she decided to say those three little words, told him that she loved him, and he didn't say it back. And now he still hasn't said it back, and she's wondering, is he just not invested as she is?
It's so interesting. I just want a little bit more context. So I keep thinking, if I was her, it would depend what he said back, right? If he said, I want to fall in love with you, I am falling in love with you, that's one thing. If he just said, oh, it's been fun, that's another thing, you know?
I don't know. I give him credit for not just saying it back to say it. I'm the type of person, if I say I love you, I mean I love you. I don't use the L word lightly. But some people are thinking that Stacey might be the problem here. Like the 951 says, whoa, girl, slow your roll. 3 months isn't enough time for some people to fall in love. Give him some time.
That's also what the 909 says. Sounds like a stage 5 clinger. 3 months is too short. But 3 months is fine, right? Don't you agree? My parents got married in 3 months. They've been married 30 years. I still think they like each other.
It depends. Every relationship is different, and people go at different speeds, which is why I think she needs to give him a little more time. At a certain point, you're going to know if he's dragging his feet. His actions are going to show you that he's not invested.
That's what concerns me, though. She's obviously feeling something, some negativity already to reach out to us.
Jessica and Menifee, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I just wanted to call in as soon as I started hearing the story.
Uh-oh, does this ring a little too true for you?
It does. So my wife and I have now been together 9 years, married 7. But a couple months into our relationship, she had said, I love you to me. And I was not in love with her yet, but I felt that, like you had said, that I could definitely be in love with her one day. And when I was ready, I said it back to her, and the feeling was obviously mutual. And, well, 9 years later, we're still together, married, and we adopted a beautiful boy who's going to be 7 soon. So who knows? Maybe they have an amazing future together.
Yeah, I feel like it shouldn't hinge on 3 words. Your relationship should be based on how you actually feel for each other.
Right, and just because he's not saying it right now, it doesn't necessarily mean he may not even, it doesn't mean he's not feeling it.
We don't know what he said back either. That can also, correct, you know, determine a lot.
Absolutely.
Jerry in the 909, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I think that, yes, she should give it a couple more weeks. But I waited a year.
Whoa!
He didn't say it back. I gave him a couple more months and I was out.
Okay, a year? Yeah, I would be concerned at that point.
Yeah.
When you said it to him, what did he say back to you?
He said, oh. And I said, you know how hard it is for me to say that? And he was like, oh.
Yeah, you probably should have left at that point.
That's mortifying.
Yes. That is not what you want to hear back. 909 suggests if he hasn't said it back to you, maybe ask him why. It's going to be an uncomfortable conversation, but you might get some of those answers to at least make you feel better.
I completely agree with that. The 909 here says, is she on a rebound from a bad relationship and insecure? I think it would be a little unfair to her. She just wants to find love. She wants him to love her back.
What do you think about the DM dilemma? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Stacey's feeling a little insecure about her relationship, so she slid into our DMs needing advice. She's been dating her boyfriend for 3 months. She said the 3 words, I love you, and he didn't say anything back. We don't know what he said back, but he definitely didn't say I love you back, and she's like, should I be concerned? Does he actually not love me, or is he just not ready to say it?
I don't think she should be concerned yet. It's only been 3 months. Give him some time, and maybe he's like me. I'm not the type of person. I'm not going to just tell you I love you to say I love you. If I tell you I love you, it's because I legitimately love you. Like, there's meaning behind it.
I hope that's the reason for him. The 949 says, when my husband and I were dating, I said I love you first, and he wasn't ready to say it. He felt it, but he wasn't ready to say it. It's about 2 to 3 months into the relationship. They've been together 5 years now and married with 2 kids, and they've never been more in love.
See, give him a little bit of time. Clarice, what do you think?
So I see both sides. I see your side where you don't say it unless you mean it, because that's how my best friend is. She absolutely will not say it unless she means it. But I am like guys. I say it back because I don't want them to feel hurt or like awkward. And so if he doesn't, I think she should be patient and wait, because something really great could come from it.
I think you're right. I feel like you now. I feel like a coward for almost lying, but I want to keep him happy, and I still want to pursue the relationship and don't want them stressing about it.
Right, yeah, you don't want to feel awkward or, like, make them feel shameful. And I feel like in my past, a lot of my relationships have gone on further than they should have, because I made that level of commitment that I really wasn't ready for at that time.
A lot of the text messages, too, saying, just give it some time. The relationship is still new. Like, 626 says, maybe you don't know what his love language is, and it might not just be saying words. He might have another way to show you that he loves you without saying it.
I just feel a little bad for her, because she's obviously concerned, but no one else really does. Do you think that he should have at least said something to make her less insecure about all this? Well, even if it's not I love you.
I feel like if she's feeling insecure and you love your boyfriend and you have a good relationship, then maybe you should talk to him about it.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I love you. And if he doesn't say it and you continue to say I love you and he continues not to say it back to you, then maybe it's time to have a conversation.
Because I feel like she can find out a lot more by just the way that he's responding to these questions that she's putting at him, which are fair questions if she wants to pursue the relationship.
Yeah, if she's telling him I love you and he's going, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I would be a little concerned.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.